Okay, hey, what's up? A very crisp practice today. I really like this week as far as the attention to detail, those concepts, but the ownership of it, the ownership of our mentality going in the game, the ownership of the game plan going in the game. So three really good days of practice. So we'll see how it pans out.
The fan base is supposed to have this huge contingent going down to Tampa. Are you aware of that? How exciting!
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We talked about it last night on the show. This group, I know the Bold City Brigade has taken, what, over 2,500 is what I heard, something like that. It's amazing. And I know we mentioned it to our players, and, it's unbelievable. I don't know if words can express it.
How's Sergio looked the last couple of days?
He's done pretty good. First day I don't think he went much, and then the last 2 days now. And although today was more of a walkthrough format, so he appeared to look pretty good.
Do you think Puz Lesny will give it a shot in pregame, or how is
it? Yeah, these are, with Puz, that's, we'll just check and see how he comes out of it today and tomorrow and Sunday. We'll be patient with that and see.
How was Thurston?
Good. I think what benefited him this week was all the reps he got. I mean, multiple reps. Both him and Tripp is a possibility, I would say, too, to get looked at. Yeah.
Do you guys have a timetable on Linder now that he's had the surgery?
No. I've not been told that.
When you mentioned on Monday that Paz did have a high ankle sprain, you mentioned that you didn't know how classic of a high ankle sprain it was. Did you guys get any clarification on that?
No, I think there's different varieties of it, and some guys, with some high ankle sprains, there's certain treatments that people respond to quicker, and but the exact details of it, I'm not sure, but I just know that there was a chance.
Would you expect Marks and Thomas to be available next week, if not this week?
I think it's how fast they progress. We've seen progress, but to put a timeline on it is hard, because every day is different, but we're hoping.
Well, you listed as questionable, so that means they're not out, but you don't sound optimistic about any of those three guys being there this weekend.
Oh, I would say either way. I think I'm just more waiting to see we just had a walkthrough, see what the trainers tell me, see how they responded. I thought Sendarik, he took multiple reps yesterday, and, this morning it felt pretty good. The rustiness is an issue, so how fast we progress on that, we'll see.
Obviously, just Paul's experience would allow him potentially play without practicing, feel comfortable he can be at a high level.
That's the conversation we've had, to make sure they get mental reps and study the film and, and watch the walkthroughs and put him in it. We'd bank on his experience, if he's ready to go.
Is it tough to make a move for Tripp with all the injuries at all the other positions?
Well, I think that's one kind of – he got reps this week. We'll wait and see what happens with Puz. I think that will have a big bearing on it. We'll see.
All right.
Okay.